The group reported a loss of $1.1 billion for the first half, reflecting the impact of COVID-19 across the businesses. Excluding the claims impact of COVID-19, net income would have been a positive $865 million, demonstrating the strong underlying performance and a strong investment result. P&C and Life & Health Reinsurance have shown healthy growth compared to last year as we deployed capital to attractive new businesses. We're making progress on the turnaround of Corporate Solutions and have now successfully closed the sale of ReAssure, which represents a strategic milestone for Swiss Re. We are also pleased to be able to confirm that our capital position remains very strong in spite of the adverse impact of the ongoing pandemic, with a group SST ratio back above our target of 220%. This is thanks to our disciplined long-term approach to capital management and the decisive actions taken early in the crisis to protect our balance sheet. Before speaking about Swiss Re, I would like to extend my sincere sympathies to all who have lost a loved one or friend and to those whose lives have been upended by the economic upheaval associated with the pandemic. While the COVID-19 crisis is still evolving, at Swiss Re, we have conducted a thorough and comprehensive analysis of our potential exposures. The vast majority of COVID-19 losses across Swiss Re's businesses represent IBNR reserves. Various factors that we listed in our press release today, including the future progress of the pandemic and the effects of government actions, may impact the claims development in the coming quarters. Based on our current estimates, we expect the claims and reserves we are building in the first half of 2020 to cover the majority of our ultimate COVID-19 losses. While the impact on our P&L is significant, it remains manageable, and we continue to view this as an earnings and not a capital event for Swiss Re. P&C Re grew net premiums earned by 10%, driven by large transactions and growth in Nat Cat business, including through successful renewals. We are satisfied with the outcome achieved at the mid-year renewals. We found attractive opportunities to deploy capital, in particular in our focus areas in short-tail lines. Overall, we achieved healthy 6% volume growth while maintaining price quality. Excluding the impact of COVID-19, the normalized combined ratio for P&C Re was 96.6% for the first half, and we are on track for our 97% full-year estimate. P&C Re was impacted by $1.5 billion of COVID claims in the first half of the year, mainly reflecting claims and reserves for affirmative non-damage business interruption and events canceled or postponed in the first half of the year. Excluding the COVID-19 impact, the annualized return on equity was 14.9%. We are pleased to see continued growth in Life & Health Re. The increase in net premiums earned was 6%, with expansion across all regions and successful individual large transactions. Life & Health Re was impacted by $0.5 billion of COVID-19 claims in the first half of the year, driven primarily by higher mortality claims in the U.S. and the U.K. versus expected levels. Excluding the COVID-19 impact, the annualized return on equity was 12.3%. The turnaround of Corporate Solutions is well on track. The first half results reflects the benefits of decisive management actions we announced in 2019. The business unit has already achieved about 60% of the planned portfolio pruning and two-thirds of the cost reductions. 15% price increases have been achieved year to date, following 12% in 2019. Excluding COVID-19, the normalized combined ratio was 101.3% for the first half, better than the 105% full-year estimate we communicated at the beginning of the year. Corporate Solutions was impacted by $0.5 billion of COVID-19 claims in the first half of the year. This mainly reflected the anticipated claims related to event cancellations, a line of business which Corporate Solutions exited in 2019, as well as property and credit and surety claims. Excluding the COVID-19 impact, the annualized return on equity was 7.3%. The closing of the ReAssure sale to Phoenix Group, as announced on the 22nd of July, represents a key strategic milestone for the group. The open book of life capital continues to grow with a 20% premium increase in the first half. Swiss Re's white label digital insurance platform, iptiQ, added seven new partners in the period, bringing the total to 36. Life Capital reported a net loss for the first 6 months of 2020, driven by the mark-to-market charge related to the decline in the Phoenix Group share price, partly offset by a hedge on the broader U.K. equity market. Losses related to COVID-19 were minimal at $13 million. Our investment portfolio generated a strong ROI of 3.2% for the first 6 months of the year. The result was driven by recurring income and realized gains from the fixed income portfolio, as well as a positive contribution from portfolio hedges that partially offset the impact of global market volatility. The group's high-quality portfolio was maintained throughout the crisis due to timely management actions such as targeted exposure reduction, including to issuers who subsequently experienced downgrades and defaults. The running yield declined to 2.5% from 2.9% in the prior year period, reflecting the unprecedented low yield environment. In spite of the impact of COVID-19 on Swiss Re's first half results, we are encouraged by the strong underlying performance we see across our businesses, as well as our very strong capital position. We remain on track for our normalized combined ratio estimates for the full year in both P&C Re and Corporate Solutions, and ongoing pricing momentum is supportive for both businesses. Our Life and Health Re business continues to deliver strong underlying results towards the top end of our 10%-12% ROE target range. As previously announced, following the successful disposal of ReAssure, Swiss Re will simplify its legal entity structure by disbanding the Life Capital business unit. This is expected to be concluded by the end of 2020. The growth of the open book business continues to be encouraging. We are in a strong position to continue to support our clients and deploy capital for business growth and improving pricing conditions. We maintain a disciplined approach to underwriting and capital management. Overall, we are confident in the outlook for the group. We will give more details about the business unit's performance and strategy at our Investor Day in November. Many thanks for watching this video.